Tonight we open God's Word to Galatians chapter 5. We read the first 15 verses. Titled in my Bible here, Christ Has Set Us Free. Hear the word of the Lord. For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Look, I, Paul, say to you that if you accept circumcision, Christ will be of no advantage to you. I testify again to every man who accepts circumcision that he is obligated to keep the whole law. You are severed from Christ, you who would be justified by the law. You have fallen away from grace. For through the Spirit, by faith, we ourselves eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith working through love. You were running well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion is not from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. I have confidence in the Lord that you will take no other view, and the one who is troubling you will bear the penalty, whoever he is. But if I, brother, still preach circumcision, why am I still being persecuted? In that case, the offense of the cross has been removed. I wish those who unsettle you would emasculate themselves. For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, watch out that you are not consumed by one another. Beloved, have you ever wondered what's really important? There are so many things in life that we think are big, and they don't turn out to be so big. And tonight we're thinking about that in relationship to our God. What is really important? What really counts? I have to say here at the beginning, each of us has a problem in our relationship to God. We often stress the wrong things and neglect what really counts. Today we hear so much talk about addictions, the trouble people have with overeating, talking too much, obsessed with impure thoughts, and people try to break these addictions. But there is something in relationship to God that I might call an addiction that's deadly serious. That's what Paul is speaking to the Galatians about when they put the emphasis on the wrong things. He's speaking here to the Jewish Christians, the Judaizers. They wanted everybody to follow certain Jewish practices in order to be Christians. And they said that without following these conditions, you can't really be a Christian. And one of the things that they mentioned was circumcision. Throughout history, we have had certain things like that. And the main problem with this is that somehow we build up certain added requirements that we think are most important, and then our righteousness, our relationship with God in Jesus Christ depends more upon what we do than what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. Verse 4, you are severed from Christ, you who would be justified by the law. You have fallen away from grace. What a terrible thing he has to say here. If you make those requirements of the law more important than faith in Jesus Christ, And so tonight we want to talk about what really counts. Our text is verse 6. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith working through love. And I titled that first point, Away with the Superficial. I have to be a little careful here, because God had instructed Abraham that circumcision was very important. In fact, he says in Genesis 17, in pretty strong language, if you're not circumcised, he will be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. So this wasn't something incidental. You see how important circumcision was. It was a sign of the covenant. But what comes first, the deed or the faith? And so we turn to Romans chapter 4 and listen to this. Is this blessing then only for the circumcised or also for the uncircumcised? For we say that faith was counted to Abraham as righteousness. That's it. Faith was his righteousness. How then was it counted to him? Was it before or after he had been circumcised? It was not after, but before he was circumcised. He received the sign of circumcision as a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. The purpose was to make him the father of all who believe without being circumcised, so that righteousness would be counted to them as well. And to make him the father of the circumcised who are not merely circumcised, but who also walk in the footsteps of the faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised. Did you notice the order? Faith, and then circumcision. Yes, circumcision was not incidental. It was very important, but faith came before. And sometimes we miss the point. And that's what was happening here to the Judaizers in the region of Galatia. They're putting more faith in the sign of belonging than in the reality of believing. So, when Paul talks about circumcision in our text, he's talking about the ceremonies of the law. He's not saying it's incidental. But the ceremonies of the law, the whole Jewish legal system, which was resulting in a work righteousness opposed to the faith righteousness revealed in Scripture from cover to cover. And that's the greatest danger today. The gospel is the message of God's work, God's grace. And you know what? By nature, we are opposed to that. We want to do it ourselves. Somehow, we want to think that we're good enough. How do you do it yourself? By thinking that somehow you'll find favor in God's sight by what we have done or was done to you. I'll hear that sometimes. I was baptized. I'm in. I have the sign of the covenant. I go to church. I say my prayers. I try to be an honest person. I talk right, to be faithful and true and do what's good. In fact, my name is in the church directory. You know what it sounds like? Sounds like Paul in Philippians 3. You remember how he talked about being circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews as to the law, a Pharisee as to zeal, persecuting the church as to righteousness under the law, blameless. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Jesus Christ. So to Paul, all of these things, all of his pedigree, all of the things that he could count as so important, he counted as nothing for the sake of the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. Why was circumcision, and why can even baptism or church attendance become a hindrance to us? Because we may substitute it for the real thing, the thing that counts, and then be separated from Christ. Paul talks to those who, having been circumcised, thought they were Christians. And the Judaizers were substituting the form for the reality, a mark for a relationship, because they were trying to be justified by the law. And I say that's our addiction. That's the problem that we still have. So we have to get back to the basics, the right focus. And our text calls us to that tonight. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision, nothing that we do counts for anything, but only faith working through love. What is Paul saying here? That what we do or do not do does not really matter. What God does in and through us is all that counts. You turn the page to chapter 6. This is what you read in verse 14. But far be it from me to boast, Paul says, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world was crucified to me and I to the world. For neither circumcision counts for anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. I did a funeral the other day, and you don't often have people come up to you. The lady came up to me after the service, and she said, "Thank you for that message. Thank you for the gospel." She says, "We live in an area where I go to many funerals. We're of that age. And people do not hear the gospel. They do not hear the preaching of the cross. What we sang about tonight. Jesus comes into this world. He lives. He dies. He rises again. He is Lord. We sing. He is King over all. And we are His new creation." 1 Peter 1:3. Praise God. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That's the only thing that counts. God's finished work, God's gift of salvation. Now someone may say or think, but I read somewhere about love as the most important thing, and tonight you're talking about faith. 1 Corinthians 13 says it, and now these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. And then they might like to argue and say, does the Bible contradict itself? One time faith is the only thing that counts. The other time love is the greatest. Well, there's really no contradiction here, because Paul is talking about two different things. In 1 Corinthians 13, it's in the context about the body of Christ and unity in that body and the exercise of spiritual gifts, and how we have to show love to one another and to serve and live together. And love is the greatest as we live in relationship to other people and use our gifts. But here in Galatians, Paul is talking about our only righteousness. That's only in Jesus Christ, and that's only by faith. Romans 5, 1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we've gained access into this, by faith, into this grace in which we now stand. In Christ Jesus, the only thing that counts is faith working through love. We sing it sometimes. You know, I got home this morning and I went over this sermon and I had it right here. Not what my hands have done. And I thought, We sang that this morning, didn't we? Until I was in the consistory room. And then one of the men told me, he says, are we going to sing that song again tonight? I guess I blew it this morning. But the words are so beautiful. Not what my hands have done can save my guilty soul. Not what my toiling flesh has borne can make my spirit whole. Not what I feel or do can give me peace with God. Not all my prayers and sighs and tears can bear my awful load. The only thing that counts is faith working through love. Only faith working through love. It works. Faith is active. Faith isn't just something you say while we recited the Apostles' Creed. Now that's my faith. Yes, that's what we believe. That's the truth we believe. But it's faith for living. Faith expressing itself. Faith working in love. And a faith that does not produce works of love and obedience. Here's where the obedience comes in. Not what my hands have done, but now by faith, redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, I want to live for Him. In 1 Corinthians 7:19, Paul is talking about our calling. Circumcised when you are called, don't change it, he says. If you are uncircumcised, there's no need to be circumcised. Then God says, keeping God's commands is what counts. Tonight we read in verse 14, for the whole law is fulfilled in one word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. This morning I read those two commandments. The first and the second, like unto it is this, love your neighbor as yourself. Think about it for a moment. Is that enough? That's what it says here. The whole law is fulfilled in one word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. You go to 1 John, and then you find out why. If you cannot love your neighbor whom you have seen, how can you love God whom you have not seen? When someone comes in need and you just say, well, pass them by, that they have no place in my thinking, in my life, then you don't love me, the Lord says. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Here you see that faith and love are joined and are both very important. In Christ Jesus, faith alone justifies, but faith in love obeys. Someone put it this way, faith alone justifies, but the faith which justifies is not alone. You go to James chapter 2, and there's some important words there. Do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless? Faith without works is death. Dead, James says. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar? You see that faith was active. There you have the word, active, along with his works. And faith was completed by his works. And the scripture was fulfilled that says Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. And now this hard one. You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. Wow. That takes the Reformation, the rug right out of our heels, doesn't it? No way. No, because what is he saying here? The works complete the faith, a faith that is real, works. And that's what this is all about. It proved what Abraham did after he believed, when he was circumcised, when he believed God enough to take that son, that one that was promised. And he thought he was never going to have, but God kept his promise. And he says, now you go and sacrifice that son. He obeyed. And he went. Why? Because he believed. He trusted God. So Paul, in speaking to the Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 3, he says, we continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. So you see, faith, which is the gift of God, works when it produces the fruit of godliness, holiness, and love unto obedience. And so tonight we can take a bit of an inventory as we look at our lives. And we ask, first of all, not, am I baptized? Am I a member of the church? As important as these things may be. But am I in Christ? Am I a believer? Is my faith real? And is it real enough that it has shown a change in my life? Do I have a real faith? Not just going through the motions, but a faith that expresses itself by laying my life on the line. Think about it. Jesus, who was God, became man. He took our place. And as we talked about it this morning, he did the will of God. It didn't feel so good. Father, if it's possible, take it away. But he bore the reproach, the shame, the death. Now we say, I want to follow Jesus. You know what that's going to mean? You're going to be scorned. You're going to be separated by people of the world who don't want anything to do with that. We're not here to just get ahead and to seek to gain life the way the world does, to build our own reputation. But like Jesus, following Jesus, to lose our life in him. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. I ask you tonight, is this all that counts for you? Amen. Father in heaven, thank you for the faith. Thank you for the righteousness that is ours. And as we look at ourselves, we sometimes marvel and say, how is it possible? Because my life is so spotted and so stained. But we're thankful that you have said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And so we come again at the end of this service in repentance. We come in shame because of the way that often we have denied you. Often we have sought to build our own plan of salvation. And we pray, O God, that you will forgive us for the sake of Jesus. And we know you will, because you promise it in your word. And so bless us then tonight as we leave this place, so that we may go forth and seek to do your will. And continually pray, not my will be done, O Lord, but yours. Give us grace to follow, to live the life of faithful obedience. In Jesus' name, amen.